Habit number six, movement. As JFK said, physical fitness is not only one of the most important keys to a healthy body, it is the basis of dynamic and creative intellectual activity. Couldn't agree more. So a few quick notes. This is not about getting six packs or single-digit body fat. I want to make that clear. This is a different idea of movement and connecting with your body so that you can connect to it in a comfortable way. Right? So here, what I'm going to be talking about, comfort is more important than aesthetics and how you're looking. It's a different approach. We want to talk about functional, practical movements for your life. Right? So we want to talk about ways to move your body that are going to serve you in real life, in your day-to-day normal activities. And again, we want to make it easy, fun, and addictive. Right? I think we've really demonized exercise and movement, right? Because we make it so difficult because it's all about, again, the six packs and the single-digit body fat. So again, we're talking about something different here. We're talking about how you can feel better and more comfortable. And one of the kind of big picture things I want you to start thinking of a little differently here for this one is that this is about consistency over intensity. And I think for a lot of times when we're looking at workout programs, it's the opposite. Right? We just want to be intense as possible to get the fastest results we can. And the difference here is we're looking for consistency. You know, what are some movement rituals, habits that we can put in place that are going to serve us forever? Right? That's what we want to do. And as I said, you know, long term, right? We want long term results, long term habits that we can rely on for forever. And that being said, this is not all or nothing, right? So again, if you miss a few days, you miss a few weeks, it's fine. Get that persistence, get back on track. We want to make these movements so enjoyable that you want to do them, and that doesn't happen. But if it does happen, it's okay. We're looking to create forever routines. And so if you miss a couple days or you miss a couple weeks, it's fine. Okay, we just want to get back on track. So a few simple benefits of movement just in general, to become more physically comfortable, to get greater flexibility, stronger body, right? Get our muscles in better shape, increased mobility, right? Improved moods, better stamina. These are the things that are really going to serve us. These are practical things. And so I want to split it up into three sections. Right? So we're going to have flexibility, strength, and walking. Right? So let's talk about flexibility first, because I'm not going to say any one of them are more important than the others, but me personally, I value the flexibility the most. And so that's what I'm going to share with you first here. So again, it's improved physical comfort and mobility. That's what we're looking for here. We just want to feel good in our body, right? And one of the most important ways to do this is to become more flexible. The more flexible you are, the more you're going to be able to prevent injuries for yourself. But the more flexible you are, you improve your posture and your breathing. Again, makes you more comfortable, makes you feel better. It increases blood flow, and so nutrients can flow to more parts of your body, you know, making you healthier. So a few simple flexibility training ideas. Okay, and I have some videos available so you can actually see these being done. Okay, but these are very simple ones, and you can use these during the master ritual as well if you choose to. The first one is the body circling routine, and so I'm not going to go into too much detail with it because it's available for you to look at. But basically, you're starting with your head, you're circling your head, you know, just kind of loosen up your neck, you go both directions. You circle your shoulders, just kind of move them around a little bit, both directions. Circle your arms. Right, both directions, big circles. Circle your waist, so your upper half of your body is kind of circling around both directions. Right, circle your knees, your ankles, and it just loosens up your body and connects you to it. And so to do that in the morning when you wake up is wonderful. It just activates and lights up your body. To do it at night before you go to bed, it feels great. Again, you're connecting to it. So that the body circling one is something that you can do. It doesn't take more than a minute. You know, however, if you want to, you could spend 5 minutes doing it, and it feels really good. But again, it connects you to your body in a very easy and comfortable way. That's what we're looking for here. And by the way, there's tons of ideas here. I'm just giving you two simple ones. But, you know, if you spend a little bit of time, again, looking with the idea not being that you're going to become a yogi, or you're going to bend yourself into a pretzel, or you're going to, you know, get a six-pack. But if the goal is that you want to become more comfortable and feel better in your body, you can come up with all kinds of creative ways to make that happen. Okay, but the goal is that they're going to be comfortable and feel good. The other one is the 2-minute yoga routine. which in other words is a sun salutation. And so it's referred to in yoga. And so it's just a – it's a series of movements that really does connect you to almost every part of your body, right? It lengthens some of the biggest muscles in your body and just makes you feel better. You know, makes you feel better in your body. So these are two things that, again, you can do them in the morning. You can do them as part of the master ritual. You can do them during the day. But I will tell you, the more that you do them, the more connected you get to your body, right? And the more you get addicted to it, I promise you. Because every time you do it, what's going to happen is you're going to feel less stressed. You're going to feel less tight. You're going to feel better. And that gets addicting real quick. I promise you that. It feels really good. So flexibility is just one of the keys. The next one is resistance training. Okay, and so this is when we're looking to build up and increase muscle mass. Again, this is key too. And so you can combine these two, by the way. You know, there are ways to combine the flexibility with some of the resistance training, but I kind of broke them up here just to make it clear that these are some of the goals. Resistance training, you know, boosts bone density. It supports healthier hormone production. Simple strength training ideas. And again, I'm just giving you a couple simple ideas here. You can take this as far as you want, you know, but my goal is that you make it simple. And so push-ups, you know, literally to do push-ups in the morning, however many, you know, are good for you. You do as many as you can. You stop for a few minutes. You do as many as you can. Boom, done. Right? Again, it connects you to your body, activates those muscles. This is it's always like when we think about exercise, it always has to go to some extreme. You know what I mean? Like how you can, you know, get the most muscle growth in the fastest amount of time. And I think we've been so, you know, trained to think that way that we forget that in a practical sense, if you were doing push-ups on a regular basis, there's a real benefit to that. Right? You might not have jacked up arms. Right? You might have the perfect definition, but you're connected to your body. Your muscles are still growing. You're more comfortable. You can lift up groceries easier. Right? So they're key. If push-ups are difficult for you, you can modify them. You can do wall push-ups. Right? If you stand in front of the wall and push yourself up to kind of practice that movement, again, still helpful. You're still activating these muscles. If you're the wall push-ups are okay for you, can do it. You can do regular push-ups on your knees. Again, that takes some of the pressure off. They're a little bit easier. And it doesn't matter. This isn't about building up huge muscles. It's about just feeling stronger. And you will feel stronger doing this. Promise you. So the push-ups are good for the upper body, right? They work out the abdominal muscles, the chest, shoulders, back muscles, an easy way to activate those muscles. And then squats are a really easy way to activate the lower half of the body, you know, and you're still using the upper half of the body as well, but it's a little bit more focused on the legs. And so the squats, again, not with weights, you know, but just literally just standing there and squatting. You put your arms out in front of you and just squat down. You know, you do 20 of those, you feel it. And you'll know, right? Because if you do 10 to 20 squats, then notice how it feels the next day. If your legs are really sore just from doing squats, you know, just body weight squats, then you know how effective squats can be, right? Because your legs will be sore the next day. And so you realize that you really did work something out here. If the squats, you know, traditional squats are uncomfortable for you, you can use a chair, right? So you can hold on to a chair and you just bend down a little bit. And what this does is it keeps your knees engaged, right? It keeps your joints working better. It helps your movements, right? So it doesn't have to be crazy routines. Again, this is all about addictive. And the simpler you make it, the easier you make it, the more addictive it becomes, okay? And there are benefits to doing these. So don't just overlook them and say, well, push-ups aren't going to do anything. Well, they absolutely will, right? And it's not just about getting higher and higher numbers. That's not the focus here. It's just about connecting to your body. And so, as I said, if you haven't done any push-ups, if you haven't done any squats for months or years, and all of a sudden you do a couple push-ups, a couple squats, and your body's all sore the next day, realize that that's showing you how much effect these things can do for you, right? And how much healthier you are when you do them, right? And you feel stronger. That's one of the probably key things. People won't believe this, but if you do the push-ups, even just a couple, if you do the squats regularly, it changes how you think of yourself, right? You feel stronger, and feeling stronger is really, it feels great, you know, as you can imagine. And then walking is its own thing. You know, this is really the most natural exercise. This is the way we were born to walk, okay? But it also improves circulation, improves mood, okay? Supports better self-image. And so it's not just about, the intensity of these workouts. If you integrate and implement a walking routine into your life, you think of yourself differently. You feel healthier. You think of yourself as a healthier person. And that supports all the other habits as well. So a couple ideas that just, and also it strengthens muscles in the legs and the back, holding upright. It just helps everything, something so simple. So a few ideas of just how to walk more. I mean, again, there's just installing that ritual, deciding when you're going to do it and committing to it. But another couple times just throughout the day, when you start off, and it doesn't have to be big. That's what I guess I'm trying to say here. That's the theme of this movement section. I'm trying to balance out the intensity that we're always hit with. Is again, if you start small and choose a time, and you focus on implementing a routine, it's going to help you walk more. Then throughout the day, if you park further away from stores, store entries, again, you're just looking for opportunities to walk a little extra, because don't throw those ideas out. Sometimes I think, oh, because I'm not going to the gym, it doesn't matter if I walk. Not true. Every little bit helps, And so if you start looking at it, you take the stairs, you can take the stairs instead of the elevator. That's one thing. Another one that I didn't write it down, but it's cleaning. When I'm cleaning the house, I'm looking at it as an exercise. Again, I know it's not going to the gym, but like even carrying that vacuum around, it's more cardio than I'm getting just sitting on the sofa, And so I'll look for opportunities to do little things. And those little things add up. I'll be the, if the dogs have to go out, like I want to get up to let the dogs out. Like I'll use it as an opportunity just to get a little bit of movement. You understand? That's why I'm not calling it exercise. I'm calling it movement, because the more you move your body, even if it's just getting up to open the door, again, that's not a big workout, but the more you're moving your body, the more you start stringing those things together, the more active you become, right? The more you get up to do something, the more you clean the house, the more you further away you park from the store, when you take the stairs, you go for a short walk in the morning, you start adding these things together, you do a couple push-ups. And I'm not saying do all this stuff necessarily every day, but when you're always looking for opportunities to do little things, and you start doing more and more and more and more of them, it starts to add up. And it creates a different quality of health. It's a different approach than the, well, I'm going to go to the gym for an hour. Because when you do these little things, it starts to become all the time. And there's a different quality to it. I've done both of them. It feels different. You feel more active, and it's much better. There's less chance of injury. And there's a definite benefit to it. Now, I want to just talk a few other strategies for movement. I just want to throw them out there, and you may or may not know about these. But again, if we get off the exercise idea, burning calories, building muscle, there's a lot of other alternatives that are really fun, right? And so dancing is one of them. So many people that I've worked with, they start dancing or they start it up again, and it's fun. They look forward to it, right? There's a social aspect to it. They're with people. They're moving their body in a comfortable, enjoyable, fun way, right? That's what you want to look for, because it's addictive. Tai Chi, it's so wonderful. It feels so nice to move that slowly and move that gracefully, intentionally. They call it a moving meditation. And it feels the same way the meditation just feels good. The Tai Chi just feels good for your body to just move in that flowy way. Just feels so nice and natural on the body. And again, there's just all sorts of health benefits to that. Yoga, again, I can't speak enough of yoga. And there's all kinds of yoga, by the way, right? So there's really intense yogas, that are really difficult workouts, but I don't really even like doing those. The yoga that I've been doing my whole life has been a very, very gentle yoga, where I'm just stretching and I'm in a quiet room, quiet with my body, and that's what I like. But again, there's a range. So, and it's interesting because it's not just riding a treadmill, where your mind's just so bored. These strategies here are kind of, they're using your mind more, right? You're dancing, you're thinking of the steps. Tai Chi, you're thinking of the steps. Yoga, you're thinking about what you're doing. So it's more of an integration of the mind-body. And if you have not done any movement routines like that, if you've just been relying on, treadmills and exercise bikes and stair steppers, those are mindless and they're boring and they're hard to do. It's hard to get addicted to that. It's a lot easier to get addicted to things like this, right? Because there's more to it. Hiking and geocaching. Right? So geocaching is people, they hide little, it could be little trinkets somewhere in the woods, and you can get the coordinates on your phone. You can get a geocaching app, and you can find these coordinates. You go searching for it. It's kind of like a treasure hunt. You know, and so you got a general idea where it is, and you're trying to look for the secret treasures. And so I do that with the kids all the time. It's really fun. Again, because why? You're doing something. You're not just moving your body and trying to, you know, you're bored out of your mind. It's interesting. You're out in the air. You know what I mean? The fresh air, there's smells. It's very, you know, sensually, there's all sorts of things going on. It's interesting. And you're hiking. You're moving your body. You're climbing. You know what I mean? You're breathing deeper. So it's fun. Pilates, you know, again, if you haven't done that, I haven't even done this, but I know a lot of people that have. But it's, again, it's just a different way of moving your body. And there's some intention there. And so a lot of people like that. You know, Zumba, right? So it's just a different way to move. You got different things to think about. So it's kind of like the dancing thing. Swimming. Right? Again, there's just, you want to mix it up and have some other things going on, you know, and sports. So, you know, a lot of times as we get older, sports, sometimes, you know, it's harder to get into them. But consider it, you know, golf, tennis, basketball, throwing football. You know, coach of soccer. I mean, the things are unlimited. The point I want to make is that I think we've been so trained into thinking exercising being, you know, going to the gym and just having our body do something while our mind tries to disappear because it's so boring and miserable. And I think that's such a limited way. And there are just so many options that we have in front of us. And if we can get off the idea that we have to work out to you know, burn fat and build muscle, and we can start getting to it, like things that make us feel good, and we approach it that way, I think you're starting to notice all sorts of things start to appear to you. And this is the definition of addictive. I can promise you, you know, any of these things, if you take them slowly, and again, with your comfort and your enjoyment as the primary thing you're looking for, it gets very, very easy to get addicted to these things because it's so fun. It's like being a child in a way, again, where you just have fun doing something, learning something new, moving your body, connecting to it. And I think, you know, in our culture, it's easy to get away from that, you know, and so... if that's the case for you, if you haven't been doing some of these things, you know, start playing with them. Again, not only is there the physical benefits, which I think are obvious, I think it's the psychological benefit that's enormous. Because once you get into something like this, and once you put in together into your life a flexibility routine or, you know, resistance training that's comfortable, you start to feel better, and your future brightens because all of a sudden you can imagine yourself, you know, whatever, hiking or doing yoga or doing Tai Chi or playing tennis forever. And that shift in the future of how you perceive it can make a huge difference in the quality of your life, right? Because it just starts seeming a lot more exciting and a lot more optimistic, you know, about what the future holds. So, again, it's not just about what it's doing physically to you. It's really the holistic approach of how it's helping you in all these different ways. Okay, so I'm going to leave this one up to you. Again, there's not a whole lot on the worksheets on this one. This is up to you. You got to keep this one on the top of your mind and start to think, you know, what can I do? You know, what can I institute in my life? There's some classes at the Y. Are there some, you know, some DVDs I can follow at home at these times in instituting these into your life? And again, there's the worksheet, so you can kind of, you know, figure that out a little bit. But this one's up to you, you know, because everyone's different. So figure out the things that kind of resonate with you best and work to put them in. Even if it's a tiny, you know, a minute or two a day is better than nothing, you know. And again, the accumulation of it starts to really make quite an impact, right? So play around with these, and I'll see you in the next lesson.